mind. Like, earlier today, someone was posting about Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward. Mickey Ward! You ever saw the movie The Fighter? It's about Mickey Ward, and they had this great montage of him fighting, getting up to the Gatti fight, and it was him training, and they played it to this song. So I've had this song in my head all morning, and I didn't even say anything to you, and you played it. It's pretty awesome.
Sometimes, even after, you know, a two-week hiatus of us being on the airwaves together, I can I can pick up what you're putting down.
And it gave me an excuse to go and say, Mickey Ward! Which is what I wanted to say all
I would say, I was a little surprised that the Boston accent didn't come out earlier when we were talking about the luck of the Irish. So.
Yeah, wicked. Listen, pal. Welcome to Waukesha. Gonna enjoy myself some Celtics and have a couple hard ones.
There you go. There you go. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's broadcasting from the Waukesha. I can't even say it the way you say it.
We're in Waukesha. All the pauses are me swearing. Normally good. Normally good, but right now I...
can't do that on the FCC.
I can't swear, so...
Because your ma's listening, right?
My ma's listening, and the FCC is also listening. But, you know, wicked hardcore.
There you go. And we're broadcasting here in
Seriously,
Madison.
Seriously, all of it, like every other word is like filth and flarn and filth.
That's all it is, yeah, for a lot of it, I guess. I got a buddy that's good. He's from here in Wisconsin, but he's a Boston transplant. And he had a lot of fun practicing his Boston accent before he moved out there. And he now will do it, like, purposefully, acting like he's a native. And people tell him that he can usually pass pretty well.
So you know how, like, regionally, like, Michigan calls it pop? And, you know, this pop versus soda type of thing or whatever. And then, like, in Atlanta, since Coke is from Atlanta, it's what kind of Coke do you want? Mm-hmm. Pepsi. Yeah, okay, I'll bring you one. You know, so...
And you're getting a Coke.
Yeah, exactly. No, you get a Pepsi, but, you know, what kind of Coke do you want? Mountain Dew. What kind of Coke do you want? Sprite. You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But up northeast, it's what kind of tonic do you want?
Tonic.
Yeah. Tonic. You can get a lot of things, but then it's the hard A's, the Mickey Ward. It's Mickey Ward. Ward. There's an AR in it. How do you get the ah? It's not even like, I don't know. British don't even pronounce their stuff right anyway. It's just weird for me. Why wouldn't you write it that way? If your name's Mickey Ward, then WAHD, that's it. That's your name now. Nope, Mickey Ward. Anyway.
I'm just going to let you keep going down that tangent because I don't really know how to pull you back.
I don't know. I'm down the way. Again, you got me messed up with the back in the saddle. But again, the...
We are back in the saddle. We're just talking about the
wonderful shooting of another unarmed citizen.
Because it's America and these are the stories that we have to share.
But again, I'm not debating whether this guy needed to be taken in or not or whether he is... you know, good or bad or anything like that, there's got to be better tactics involved. You know, the way it looks, it seems like you're just trying to create a huge exercise. But the problem is that if you have too many people, you have a bunch of miscommunication. So if you have like five or six people, then you don't have to worry about like the wrong person yelling, you know, gun, gun, gun. You know, you got 21 people there. You got... all over the place, you know, one person says the wrong thing and it escalates quickly, especially, again, I can't imagine that the police in Madison really execute these kinds of moves a lot.
No, you know what I mean? But again, this wasn't even Madison police. These were state law enforcement
officers.
I'm saying
I don't think that this particular jurisdiction of this particular group of officers is... necessarily doing this all the time. It's not like they're
in Chicago or
the back streets of New York trying to take doors and stuff. I would think that they were probably trying to get extra people on for training.
I don't want to minimize an overdose death, but at the same time, this isn't how you should serve a warrant for something of that nature. I don't believe.
Yeah. I'm against no-knock warrants and not because of... necessarily. Look, if someone committed a crime, go after them, get them down. You know, I'm not I'm not trying to sit here and say that every person, you know, give them a second. Go after them. But my point is that if you're going with a no-knock warrant, you're putting those officers' lives at risk for no reason. How many times? Like, my point is, why are you using the tactics that are putting your people at risk and escalating a situation?
Yeah, and Gary and Madison's texting in, and you could be like, Gary, send us a text, 844-967-2789. Gary's letting us know that Wilson, Quandron Wilson, had an ankle bracelet on, so that is how they know where he was that morning of February 3rd. So they were already tracked. They already knew his location. They could have served the warrant at any time then, Brian. Yeah. They could have been like, oh, let's check the bracelet. He's home.
Or let's wait until he drives down the street and not in the middle of
his driveway or something. Yeah. Not in the middle of an intersection. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning and in the middle of that's morning rush hour. And you're telling me you got to pin his car between two other unmarked cop cars and then open rounds into him when you believe that maybe he has a weapon when he didn't. And he was and the family contends that the bullets that hit Quandron Wilson, 5 bullets hit him. And they contend that it went through his back, which means he was turned away from the officers that were shooting him. Which again, if you believe that there is a threat on your life, I don't understand how you believe you can justify that if you are shooting somebody in the back. Doesn't work. You cannot say that you're threatened and then also be shooting someone in
again,
the back.
You gotta remember, in the moment, you've been created a situation, which I'm assuming these people haven't done this all that much, and I'm not necessarily sure that they were all completely coordinated correctly. And judging by the amount of hush-hush from the cops...
Well, that's the problem, is the fact that the agency that normally does the investigating is the ones that did the shooting, and they can't investigate themselves. So the Dane County Sheriff's Office, who is not the standard investigators in this incident, have to go forward then and create a system to then go and investigate officers that they weren't on the scene at. The Dane County Sheriff's Office did not have officers on the scene, which is why they were the ones than investigating, and for them to go through and have to create this whole system to be able to then find out the agency that is responsible for looking into officer involved shootings had 2 officers shoot, and the fact that we're not getting updates regularly.
Well, that's why you're not getting updates regularly,
right? And
that's why you don't get information, because they probably messed up their own procedure. And that's why they're going and trying to cover, not necessarily cover it up, but make themselves look as good as possible and not releasing any information until they can possibly spin it the right way.
And they shouldn't be able to spin it the right way, because there's really no way to spin this, in my opinion. If there was wrongdoing,
tell that to folks who officers thought that need Biden to own up lost. To
it. Yeah, that's true. Because, again, that is something else that here in the state of Wisconsin, we just can't get over. So officer-involved shootings in unarmed men in their backs and... an election that occurred, 16 months ago almost now, Brian? Can't get over those results.
Well, at least we got to talk about Mickey Wadd.
At least we get to do that, and a little Juwan Howard slapping update as well.
The fight of Mickey Wadd.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are back on the air. We will see you all tomorrow at 2 p.m. Devil's Advocates are coming up next.